Okay, we're going to jump into the kitchen and find out what's cooking, because this is going to be one of the real topics that's going to drive a fair bit of engagement today on the phones. If you want to call us, 1-300-736-736 and the text line 0427-154-166. So when you heard the verdict last night, and it probably wasn't the longest tribunal hearing compared to some of the others over the past few years, were you surprised, or, as you mentioned yesterday, the inconsistencies in some of these results, you just go, it's almost a lottery?
Yeah, well, I guess they were able to explain it. The glitch in the system, well, not the glitch, the thing that confused many people is the wording which says the potential to cause severe impact. Now, you can upgrade the severity of, you know, from low to medium to high to severe. It can go up two spots with the potential to cause injury. So, strangely, like incredibly, Cozzy Pickett's was graded low initially because the player just jumped straight back up, no ill effects, played the rest of the game, didn't go off the ground, didn't get tested for concussion. So it was graded as low. Because Pickett's had a very high chance of potentially causing injury, it went up two spots. It went from low to medium to high, which is a two-match ban. What happened with Shane McAdam was his was graded as medium because the player went off to get a concussion test. He was stunned. He was on the ground. He then came back on. But when you go up two spots from medium, you go from medium to high to severe. Now, severe takes you straight to the tribunal. So that's the abnormality in the system about how it ended up with 2-3. But common sense has to prevail. And this is where there is a glaring hole at the moment, because there is no head of football at the AFL. Now, if Brad Scott was there, my expectation this morning would be that Brad Scott would be sitting down in front of a press conference for all to hear, explaining forensically how this has happened and why it's happened, and most likely say, we're about to change that rule because we don't want examples of this to happen again. As the footy boss, that would be the way to address it. This morning, who do we expect to talk about this morning? Is it Gil McLachlan? It's got to be someone of weight to explain to the football public what they're going to do to make sure something like this, where two instances happen almost identical and we get different results.
It feels like the clubs too, when they go in to prepare their defence, they are also looking for the technicality. So then if they can find that technicality, so for example, the Adelaide Crows with their defence, they went to use the example of Patrick Dangerfield a couple of seasons
against
ago.
Jake Kelly?
Yep. So we got three games for a bump on Jake Kelly. So Jake Kelly was concussed, had a broken nose, stretched from the ground, while we're from the Giants had no injury. So they're saying, now look, this is a similar incident. Look what's happened here. And if the AFL and the tribunal are saying, no, we're not focused on the outcome, this should be the action. Like, it feels very hit and miss.
Yeah, it does. You know, when we put a framework in place, you are bound to it and you are locked to it. And now the framework was put in place, you know, about whether it was what the impact is, where contact was made, all those different things. And you work through the framework and it spits out a number at the end. Now that was brought in to try and bring consistency, but there are what we've seen is there still is inconsistency. And sometimes just having, someone on the tribunal who hears the evidence and makes a decision, sometimes that allows for some common sense. And you would have thought this time around, if both players went, they both get exactly the same penalty. But like I said, on a technicality and the way that it's presented, like you say, at the tribunal, it's like a court hearing where bring in, you know, like, I don't know. I think sometimes we are in danger of disappearing up our own backside, some of the rubbish that gets spoken about at the tribunal. So I don't know.
We'll talk more about it at 7, but I wanted to ask you a really quick question before we move on. Do you think we'd be having this discussion if the Cozzy Pickett incident didn't happen, so there was nothing to compare it to in the same round?
Absolutely not. No, and like, I wouldn't be unhappy if Pickett and McAdam got three.
Yeah.
It's really about consistency, and that's where people, like, sometimes we get upset with the tribunal because we're comparing it to what happened 6 months ago. So you can imagine how upset people are when you compare it to something that happened one day ago.
Yeah.
You know, you can sort of understand that maybe there's some slight changes in interpretation or whatever over 6 months or 12 months or with Patrick Dangerfield 2 years ago. The landscape has changed in regards to head knocks and concussion. We've seen, you know, lawsuits, and there's a heightened awareness of it. And that, I think, is the thing that makes everyone sort of put their hands up in the air. How can we have inconsistency between things that happened so close together? It's mind-boggling.
So, as I said, we will have a closer look at this in the Daily Agenda after 7. We'd love your views, though. 0427-154-166. We are here thanks to Tyre Power, Best Buys on Big Brand Sale now on. And just for getting involved in the show, you will go into the draw to win that cricket stump esky filled with Nippy's ice-flavoured milks and fresh juices. Yeah,
can I just try and divert the debate a little bit? Because if we ask, what do you think of the decision? I think everyone's got... I haven't heard anyone that says that's a great decision in terms of giving Pickett 2 and McAdam 3. So don't ring us and say, it's inconsistent, because I think we all know that. I think what I was surprised with last night, looking at a lot of the comments on different pages, there would be, I reckon, 50% of people that said, oh, nothing wrong with that. That's fine. And to me, I don't think that's fine. I think the game has changed. We've moved past shirt-fronting blokes when they're not looking in terms of they've got their eyes focused on the ball or something else. I'm just not sure we need that in our game. And I think I'm not even unhappy with 3, because I don't want blokes being missiles, because someone running flat out at 90 kilos or 85 kilos, and these are powerful men, can really, really have lasting effects. And I didn't like the look of what Pickett did, where he launched himself at someone who was in the action of kicking. So I think the debate is 3 weeks about enough? Or if you are one of those people that are out there that says, you know what, that's been happening for 100 years, and he really hit him mostly in the chest and there was a bit of whiplash, well, I reckon we should see more of that. If you're of that ilk, because I reckon 50% of the people that commented or left comments on social media or websites last night were in that vein.